Our democracy is founded on Christian faith. The church is the chaplain to the nation through the parish system in which every square inch of England has its local church and its local priest. We are all members. We all belong. Even if you don't believe in its teachings, it is your church and you are its member.
2 months before defecting from the Conservative Party to Reform UK, MP Danny Kruger stood up in a near-empty House of Commons chamber and delivered that rallying cry. He spoke of a national picture that many Christians resonate with, a Britain which over the last century has seemingly turned away from its Christian faith.
New threats, ugly and aggressive, are arising because we have found that in the absence of the Christian God, we do not have pluralism and tolerance, everyone being nice to each other in a godless world, because all politics is religious, and in abandoning one religion, we simply create a space for others to move into.
I'm Anna Rhys Green, a news journalist here at Premier. We're talking about Christian nationalism and how it's shaping our political system. The phrase can mean different things to different people. Most regard it as a meeting of sorts between patriotism and devotion to the Christian faith, for better or worse. But first, I wanted to ask you what role you think Christian values should have in shaping our politics. Here's what Premier listeners had to say.
So I think there are sound reasons for biblical input in politics, but I think Christian nationalism actually confuses our faith with political issues. Politicians obviously can bend to popular ideologies, but they don't always act in a Christ-like way.
My faith informs all of my decision-making. I want to see biblical principles upheld by our government.
Danny Webster is head of advocacy at the Evangelical Alliance. He says there's been a real change in the political narratives since spin doctors of the Blairite era said we don't do God.
At one extreme, you do have people who, I would say, are co-opting Christianity for political means, who are seeking to pursue a political agenda and see Christianity as a way of promoting that and recruiting people to their cause. And for other people, it is people who are deeply committed to their faith, but are also wanting to see their country honoured and respected. If we think back over the last 10 years, that has grown in the United States, but it is really only in the last year or two that in the UK, it's a noticeable thing that people are talking about. I think we have seen it much more recently as a political vehicle.
One political party has been giving a lot of airtime to the Christian faith, and that's Reform UK. Their spokesperson for Home Affairs, Zia Yusuf, is a Muslim.
We will defend our culture. We will protect the Christian heritage of Britain. We will end the incendiary practice of converting churches into mosques or places of worship for any other faith.
I found this fascinating. A Muslim politician talking about preventing churches being turned into mosques. From my research so far, concerns about the influence of Islam seem to be the quiet issue, bubbling away below the veneer of Christian nationalism. Nowhere did this seem more evident than at the Unite the Kingdom rally in September, organised by far-right activist Tommy Robinson. Here's what protesters said to our reporter.
What's this flag you're carrying? Describe it.
It's a crusade cross. It represents the crusaders who drove the Muslims and Islamists from Europe.
And is that what you want to see happen in Britain?
Yes, 100%. We need our country back and we need to keep it, get it back to where it was, say, in the 1950s.
We need to bring the Christian values back to this country. Back to when we were great. What does it look like for me? Love thy neighbour. It means that we need to stop the hatred. We need to look after our own first.
The crowd could be heard chanting "Stop the boats," a Reform slogan in the background. The Bishop of Kirkstall, Right Reverend Aaron Arora, is the church's co-lead for racial justice. He has seen protests firsthand in his community and is worried about the cross being used to further political ideologies.
I think part of the issue is that nationalism seeks to promote a national agenda. It takes a political agenda and seeks to mask itself in religion, or specifically in the Christian faith. And my issue with Christian nationalists is that There isn't a flag that flies at the top of the cross. And those who seek to place one on it, I think, demean both the cross and subjugate the faith. Christian nationalism emphasizes national citizenship. And I think as Christians, we are citizens of the kingdom of God, not of kingdoms defined by nations and borders, but of a kingdom that is not of this world.
I also want to say that there are many politicians with a genuine Christian faith. Just because you want the UK to turn to Christ politically doesn't mean that you're co-opting or misusing faith. But the problem seems to be when the message gets convoluted with other policies, other ideas, which are based on human opinion or economic reason, rather than Christ's actions.
I think it's fascinating that for many years, the response to any Christian intervention into the political sphere has been the church being told to keep your nose out of politics. And yet what we've seen over the past year is politicians trying to Christianize their policies. They're trying to invoke the cross, Christian nationalism, Christian heritage, Christian values, as a flag of convenience around policies or political parties.
The nation is hungry for values, for direction and for meaning. It's crying out for Christians to influence it for the better. The church has a role here to point people towards Jesus. I'm Anna Rees Green, and this is how the UK's politics is shaped by Christian nationalism.